Good morning. Good morning. Dear
Good
colleague.
Good morning.
Dear colleague, dear Ambassador, you're welcome.
Pleasure to have a meeting with you. Thank you. Thank you for the initiative and for inviting us, organizing to this today online meeting.
Please, I am hearing you. Please, you can continue.
Me?
The sound is not good, but you can
it's
continue, please.
And here I must underline that I have a problem with sound. It's not so good. But probably we will have a fruitful meeting. We will try to have to understand each other.
Excuse me, dear colleague, the sound is not good. There are a surround in the room. I'm trying to put the headphones. Just
okay.
A moment, please. But are you hearing me well?
Not very well.
From your side?
Not very well.
Not very well. Yes. North Macedonia is so far away from Portland. Okay, dear Arbor, the sound, I'm too alto. Okay. Okay, dear Arbor, I think the things are best now.
The signal, it's not too good, but it's okay. We can have I guess we can have a meeting.
Me, it's much better.
Much better. Happy you. Happy.
As I told you, it's a great pleasure to have this meeting. I have been last week a very interesting meeting with your special advisor, Alexander, and we agreed this meeting. I expect what you have to say to me. I know what is the complex question in the Western Balkans, but you know what is the Portuguese position. Today, in the General Affairs Committee, the discussion of this subject is on the table. And of course, we think, as I told to your representative, Alexander, we think with the Portuguese Parliament and the Portuguese government, and also, of course, the Portuguese people, we think that Europe is not concluded if the Western Balkans are not included too in our community. We know how complex is the situation in the area, but I hope you can contribute to find the conditions to then allows us to advance in this process. I would like to give you another information. We, as chair of the COSAC, we defended the inclusion of the Western, all the candidate countries, the possibility to participate in the Conference on the Future of Europe. And this possibility is open. We have been last Saturday, the first plenary session in Strasbourg, and some member states, I remember your Croatian neighbor was one of those that put the question on the table, and the co-chairs respond that the intention to invite the Western Balkans countries to participate in the next plenary sessions is guaranteed. Well, now is the time to hear you.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. It's my pleasure to greet you, and thank you for taking your time to hold this our first online meeting. Primarily, I want to congratulate you on your post in a role EU presidency. Also, I would like to thank Portugal, which was the current state holding of the EU presidency, has supported the enlargement since the very beginning and provides continuous support to the process. I think that the enlargement process, which was already extremely complex and required great institutional preparations for full membership according to the new methodology, is now becoming even more difficult. I would like to express my special gratitude for the Portuguese efforts to find acceptable solutions for bringing ours and the Bulgarian views on historical issues closer. Believe me, we are aware that the resolving of this issue is important in the context of unlocking the enlargement process and the credibility of the EU, but also for the stability and security of the region. As you know, the official position of our country is that the draft by the Portuguese presidency for overcoming the issue with the neighboring Bulgaria assessed as a good foundation for a final solution towards building good neighbor life. Things are more complicated because of the fact that in Bulgaria there is neither a parliament nor a political and our government delegation consisting of the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Deputy Prime Minister for European Affairs were in Sofia last week at a meeting with the Prime Minister and the President of the state and all the relevant stakeholders, as well as with the leaders of several political parties. I want to emphasize that the country is ready for sincere talks with goodwill to reach mutually acceptable solution with the neighbor Bulgaria. I think that our common interests and our common European future should be in the foreground, should be in the first plan. Your commitment as a country to start the negotiations with North Macedonia and Albania until the end of your presidency with the Union, as the previous German presidency with the EU, is a confirmation that North Macedonia deserves to move further on the European path. I would say that after 17 years in the waiting room of the European Union, to be more precise, since 2005, when we were granted the candidate status, we really need the start of negotiations. In assembly, just to inform you, dear colleague, we are continuously working on the European integration agenda in order to deliver concrete measures to meet the European aspirations of the citizens, and we are ready for all the next steps that await North Macedonia on the road to full membership in the European Union. We have taken an ambitious reform agenda called Europe at Home, and achieved tangible results in the implementation of the reform of the judiciary and prosecution of organized crime and corruption. However, the start of the long-awaited EU negotiations will be an additional incentive for further implementation of the necessary reforms, as well as for the incorporation of European standards and good practices in our country. I reiterate that the position that the country should start the negotiations as soon as possible in order to put on track according to the new methodology which introduces stronger political oversight by member states, and we need a positive signal for our citizens, for our government and institutions, for all of us together to continue the reforms at an intensified pace. I hope that your proposal to move forward and to find an acceptable solution with Bulgaria will be seriously, let's say, considered by our colleagues in Bulgaria. Today our meeting coincides with today's meeting of the council, General Affairs Council, the signals are not positive for today's results, let's say, of this meeting. But I hope that we shouldn't give up, and with additional efforts, with supports of our friends, let's say that during your presidency we will find a solution. If not, it will be wise your proposal to be transmitted to Slovenian colleagues, which they will lead with the EU presidency. And I believe that it's very, very good ground in which we will find a solution, acceptable mutual solution with our colleagues in Bulgaria. So once again, I would like to thank you for all efforts of the country that you made in the last period, especially with your proposal, and with that you shown that despite the fact that Portugal is far away from the region, you show that you know the circumstances here very well, and it is the first serious, let's say, proposal which take into account the interests of both countries, of North Macedonia and Bulgaria. And I hope that on this proposal we should work and we should find the final. Once again, we are very, very thankful for your engagement and the work that you have done in the last year.
Thank you, Arbor. We, the Portuguese, we understand very well your position. We know how important was for us the accession to the EU. The progress we know in the last 30 years are absolutely fantastic, and the standard of life and the infrastructure and the development of economy, the agriculture and so on, it was not possible if we don't assess EU. This is why the Portuguese, I suppose, is one of the member states, then the public opinion is most in favor of the European Union. We suffered also a lot during 10 years. It was the time we needed to adapt our institutions and our juridic system and so on. For you, you have been not lucky, because recent times, the economic crisis, now the pandemic crisis, the question of the Brexit, a lot of circumstances that are not in favor of to discuss new enlargements. But I think the Brexit is solved. The economic crisis is almost solved. And we are very close to win the war against the COVID. And there are a global positive conditions to put us on the focus of enlargement. In terms of parliamentary democracy, you have our support. Last week, myself and the president of our national parliament, we have been a meeting like this with the president of the Albanian parliament. And we have been the opportunity to ask the opinions of the Albanian president of the parliament, and also to press and to suggest him the need you have together to contribute for the next step for your countries. And what I can say, it's in terms of parliamentary diplomacy, we can have our support. And in our contacts with the government and the presidents on the near future, in the context of the Troika of COSAC, we are available to be our best to help you in your job objectives, because there are fair objectives, and we would like you have the best success in the near future.
Thank you for the kind words, and not only for the words, but for all actions that you have made and you are making now in this period to have a successful process. Once again, I just shortly, I will share my views for the credibility of the enlargement process. I would say that separating Albania from North Macedonia, it will be a bad signal, for progressive forces here in our country and for the people who believe in European values. And of course, a society we are sharing European values, and not only geographically we belong to Europe, but historically with culture, with education, and with all issues and things we belong to Europe. So I hope that based on your proposal, we will have good signals and results and information from Brussels.
I hope so. Thanks, Albert. Thanks, Ambassador. I hope to meet you personally in a near meeting of COSAC, maybe under Slovenian presidency. I think in that time it would be will be possible to have a physical presence in our next meetings. Thank you, Arne.
Thank you.
And good luck.
It will be a pleasure. You have an open invitation to visit us in North Macedonia.
Thank you. Once again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
See you. Have a nice day.
Bye.